Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. You know, with everything going on this week, I totally missed the holiday that happened on Monday. Maybe you talked about it at school. Does anyone know? It was Groundhog Day. In a town called Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, there's a groundhog known as Punxsutawney Phil. And every year on February 2nd, the story goes that Phil pokes his head out of his burrow, where he's been staying warm through the winter, to look for his shadow. If he sees his shadow, that means winter's gonna last for another 6 weeks. But if he doesn't see it, then spring and warmer weather is on the way. I didn't actually see what Phil predicted this week, so I don't know what we're supposed to expect, but that's probably okay since he's right less than half the time. You see, it's a tradition that people celebrate just for fun these days, but it originated in the time before we had technology to tell us what the weather was going to be like. If you were a farmer, or even just a family trying to decide when to plant your fields or your garden to start growing food for the year, it mattered whether winter was going to continue or a spring was right around the corner. Nowadays, we have a pretty good idea of what the weather patterns will be like. But there are lots of times in life when we wish we had more information or could know what's coming. We might have a decision to make and we just aren't sure what to do. Maybe we're nervous about something coming up, like a test at school. Or perhaps we have a friend or family member who's sick and we want them to feel better but aren't sure how we can help. These are all times when prayer and silence are great options. We can ask God for direction with the decision. We can ask God to help us calm down so we can try our best on the test. Or we can ask God to bring healing to the one who's sick. And then we can quiet our hearts and minds so we can listen for God to respond. But another thing that people in the Bible did regularly alongside prayer when they really wanted to hear from God was practice fasting, which has been our focus this week. They did this for two main reasons. The first is that, like we talked about yesterday, it creates intentional space in our lives. This gives God more time and space to respond. And second, it was a way of humbling ourselves before God. Now, this is kind of a big idea, and we don't have time to dig all the way into it, but here's how I might sum it up. When we give up something we love, we're saying to God, "I like that thing, but I don't need it. What I actually need is you, your love, and your help. So I'm going to give up this other thing to make space for you, to show you how important you are in my life." Humbling ourselves before God means we're showing God that we know we need God more than we need anything else. And fasting is not just an individual practice. It was something that groups of people, from a group of friends to a family, up to whole cities and even whole nations, would practice together. It showed God how much these groups of people loved God. And like when we read the Bible and pray together, we can share with each other what we're thinking, what we're feeling, and what we might feel like God is doing or saying. Yesterday, I challenged you to think about a way you might practice fasting for a day or for the weekend. If you haven't settled on something yet, maybe your whole family could pick something together. Okay, on Fridays, we wrap up the week with a set of reflection questions. You might have time to tackle them now, but especially if you're on the way out the door or almost to school, you might want to pause the podcast for now and pick back up tonight. I'll be right here when you get back. We have just two questions today, and the first is this. Was there anything you learned about fasting this week that surprised you? Maybe you didn't know what fasting was, and the idea that someone would give up something they like on purpose was surprising. Or maybe you knew that fasting was about giving something up, but you never thought about filling that space with something else. Once you have something, go ahead and share it with your family. For me, I was surprised earlier this week when Bobby told me he was fasting from coffee. and he works at a coffee shop. He felt like he was relying on coffee and thinking about coffee too much, and it was playing too big of a role in his life. And that's actually my real answer. I was surprised that once he shared it, I got the feeling inside my heart that I probably had a few things like that too. God was using Bobby's practice of fasting to speak to me as well. Okay, our second and final question for the week. Do you think you want to try fasting after this week? Why or why not? When you're ready, share what you're thinking. I'll be honest, fasting is not a practice I think about much, and it's not one that I practice regularly. But in a couple of weeks, we're starting a new season in the church calendar called Lent. Like how we have the season of Advent to prepare us for Christmas, Lent prepares us for Easter, and it's common for people to practice some form of fasting during Lent. In the past, I've tried to give up things like coffee or desserts or looking at my phone, but I didn't fully understand why I was doing it. But after our time together, I think I'm actually looking forward to trying it. Okay, let's end our week in prayer. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, we thank you that there are so many different spiritual practices we can use to try to better know, love, and trust you. And while the idea of giving up something we like on purpose might sound a little strange, and it still might not sound very fun, help us to see the value in carving out more space in our lives for you. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, have an amazing weekend. Get some rest, have some fun, and I'll talk to you on Monday.